Alex.
Tricky.
Non-spoiled. Give us your top five favorite things of Until Dawn.
The atmosphere, the story, the characters, the pacing, and the ending. Lego. Oh, and that badass Odeth song. It's super fucking creepy, and it works really well with the game. And that wolf in there. That wolf's really cool. Wolfie is awesome. Lego. That's seven. Put the trophies up. It's another episode. I told you long time ago. We about to explode. We something mean was supposed to be. Leave, but I told that beast I'm awesome and I done it be amazing. But enough about me. Yes, we all played the part to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been a long time ago. Bio, born on SG. Grew up on CDP. City mood, I didn't got her on. We call it PG. Rated M. I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home. Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Yours. This is episode 253. I'm your host, Ricky Mick. Alongside with me, Alex.
Yes, I finished my first run through Until Dawn, and I gotta say it is a fantastic game, although I will rant a little bit more about it. Well, not rant. I will give a little bit more. I will dote on it a little more in our What You've Been Playing.
All right. Also with us, the man that hasn't beat Until Dawn yet. I yield to no one.
And I don't know when I'll get around to it, but I'm glad to be here. It's a lovely day.
And also with us, the man having computer problems, so he's on a cell phone recording on another cell phone. So right now he's on a cell phone playing as another cell phone, disguised as another cell phone. It's Donnie.
That is very good, Tricky. Clever. I like the way you put that together. What up, dope people? Yes, I am out in the field right now. And let's just leave it at that.
All right. Little housekeeping. You are listening to 253. Don't get confused. Episode 252 is still recorded. Right after recording, we had a little computer issue with Donnie, who apparently Donnie's Mac got a virus.
Don't know the virus yet. I don't. I just
say, Macs don't get viruses, they do, Donnie.
And people stop saying that junk. Every computer is prone to virus. It's just like I said in the to Tricky and on Facebook. Not so many people have Macs, so I'm not going to write up a Mac virus when thousands have PC versus the tens. I know that's under exaggerating, but I'm just using the numbers fast. Why would I write a virus for people who had 10 Macs versus people who have the thousands of PCs?
You do realize there's more Macs out in the wild than there are PCs, correct?
Oh my goodness. Sure. That's just I just leave it at sure.
All right. Well, with that being said, Dottie's computer right now is in the shop. His audio is on that hard drive. So hopefully Dottie's computer will be able to get fixed. And we will be able to put out 252 when we can. There is no timeline for that. it may have to be a lost episode if it's not recoverable. Maybe one day in the future we'll go back and do 252.
Wait, so hold on. It's not going to come out?
And if Donnie's computer is able to be fixed and we're able to get the audio, the show will be edited and it will be put out.
Look, we still have our audio files, each one of us, don't
no,
we?
No, look. I can
the three of us, but it doesn't work unless Donnie's there.
Look, if I can't recover the actual show, I can still put out the show again. Unlike y'all wannabe editors out there. Again, Tricky,
Donnie says
I can
edit
the show
as if wasn't
like I
there.
Did two episodes ago until
Donnie's
I put myself in the show.
Steals.
That was a quality show. It had Homer on it, and I did a great write-up. So
yeah.
That show needs to happen.
So it's going to come out.
We had a good Pinky and the Brain, Animaniacs, Phineas and Ferb conversation.
Look, that show needs to happen.
It's going to come out whether I get my computer back and is the actual save file that I was editing is gone. I still have your audio, so it's going to come out.
Well, the Pinky and the Brain conversation is not really going to be any use because you're the only one defending Phineas and Ferb in that one. So there's not really going to be a conversation if there's no give and take.
Well, it'd just be minus that out of the show. I took whole
topics. That was the best part of the show.
I have took whole topics. No, that's not the basis of the show. That was just a bit.
I said that was the best part of the show.
Well, just it'd be a good show instead of a great show.
If it gets lost, then we'll have to revisit the conversation, and you'll just be wrong again.
Sure.
With that being said, let's go to our updated trophy count. Donnie, let's start with you. What is your updated trophy, sir?
My updated trophy. You had to go to me last. I did not update it in here. I mean, first, but I did not update it. Here you go. Oh, you did update it. Wow. level 28 trophy count is 6094, negative 100 and something, and 81 plats. 80 real plats. I forget how Alice said, so I got stumped.
Well, I have some good news for you, gentlemen, which goes against my principles, but I will address that after we do our trophy count. Alex, what is your trophy, sir?
All right, so my trophies. Hold on, let me get to them. I'm level 27. I have 5,535 total trophies, and I have 77 platinums in 76 games.
Yield.
I am a level 22 with a trophy count of 4,064 and a platinum count of 56 platinums in 56 games.
And I am level 30, total trophies of 7,253 and a plat count of 62. All right, so now the good news for Alex and Donnie, who do not want to count their, in their determination, unhonorable trophies. There's actually a feature on the PlayStation 4 itself in which you can set the privacy to not let your public profile show certain trophies from games. So you can actually, in your case, Alex, you could actually go in and uncheck that you don't want Sly Cooper on the Vita to show, and in your public profile, like on PSN profiles, it will show your actual count and actual trophy platinum, so you don't have to say 77 platinums in 76 games. You can just say, this is what I have. And Donnie, instead of you having to keep track of how many trophies you lost, you go in and you just check the games that you double played, and your public profile will show your actual trophies.
Well, that's pretty good. You know, I guess that was easier than actually had the system count those trophies themselves. I guess that's the easiest way to do it. But hey,
well, your count will still show. Like, if you go look on your system, your trophies will still show all of your trophies. But when me, Alex, or somebody else goes looks at your profile, we only see the trophies you want us to see.
Well, that can work doubly for, I guess that could work both ways, for the chumps out here, right, who don't want people to, oh, I got Hannah Montana, I don't want them to see that, which is, it's a game, folks, man. Again, we make jokes about it just because of what type of game it is, but it's just jokes. Nobody cares about Hannah Montana trophies.
In my public profile, I checked that I don't want SOCOM Confrontation to show up, because on PSN profiles, it's flagging me as a hacker.
Well, did you hack it to get the platinum?
That's a tough question to answer.
Oh, well, actually, it's pretty easy.
Instead of saying that's a tough question to answer, you should just say I plead the fifth, and that would have been justified in the court of law. But since you didn't say that.
Okay, this is what happened. I played the game on somebody else's PS3 before I had my own. I took my save file from his system and put it on my PS3 when I got it. Played the game because it's online only. And then I noticed that it kept telling me, it like 50 or 60 messages popped up in a row saying, you did not earn a trophy, you did not earn a trophy, you did not earn a trophy. So I said, screw this, I'm just going to start all over. I deleted my save file, went in, played again. And when I did that, all the trophies popped, including the platinum. So if you look on my profile, I literally popped every trophy in the game, including the platinum, in under 2 minutes.
You cheated.
So, and then I found out later that that's actually a way to hack the game. Did I hack the game? Technically, yes. Did I do it with the intent to hack the game? No. It was just a something that happened in the process, and I was unaware of it.
That's what all hackers say.
But I legitimately earned the platinum on my friend's system.
That's what all hackers say. I didn't mean to hack that and put it into my bank account. It just happened.
I think that my honor in being a whore is legit enough that I can...
The question is there any honor in your whoredom?
In my whoredom? No. But in actually earning the trophies, there's much honor in that.
I wouldn't block the trophy, though. I wouldn't block any trophies. I would put it like this. Me and Alice, I'm assuming, because we are the only real, I guess, honorable whores out here, is that I wouldn't block any of my...
He's not including you there.
I know, right? I mean, it's not like I played Hannah Montana.
But, I don't get the respect. I'm used to not getting the respect from Donnie. But the fact that he's not including you, Yield, I think that's a slap in the face if I was
you. That is. And I thought we were buds.
Well, I said, you know you are questionable whore. Yeah,
questionable for what?
Because you coincide with Tricky with some of his whoredom. That's why. But again, I wouldn't necessarily disable any of my trophies unless they're duplicates. That's the only ones, but any trophies I get, whether they're so-called labeled as honorable or not, I still keep them because, you know, they're still trophies. But as far as duplicates, those are the only ones that will get deleted.
Well, then you can go in and check The Walking Dead on the PS4 and The Last of Us on the PS4, and your public profile will show what you want to report as your trophies.
Pretty smooth.
All right, with that being said, let's get into what we're playing. Alex, let's start with you, because I know that you've been playing Until Dawn. I know you really like the game, so why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
So, yeah, Until Dawn, I've just finished it up, and I really, really liked it. It's a lot like, I didn't think it would be like this, but it's a lot like Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls, where you're basically being... I don't know, you're kind of in this interactive experience. It's not quite as... It's not like really an action game or anything like that. You don't have total control over the characters. Although, you obviously make decisions that impact their, you know, survival. But that said, it's a really good survival horror game. It's probably one of my favorite survival horror games of all time. The story's really well done. The pacing's really good. The characters, like the fact that you get to bounce back and forth between characters is really neat. And one of my favorite things about the game is how it's kind of mired and kind of just inundated in Native American culture. Just legends, how they use the totems to kind of foretell events and give you a heads up to kind of foreshadow events that you can possibly change or not change. The fact that you kind of, they give you all the collectibles. I mean, the collectibles actually matter in this game. It's one of the games where collectibles matter because they help you piece together the entire story. And so that's really cool. It makes you want to go after the collectibles. And I don't know, it's just Supermassive Games did a great job with this game. It's supposed to be originally a PS3 game, and then they moved it to PlayStation 4 because it wasn't going to be done. And a lot of people really didn't feel like it should have been a good game, but it's really good. It's probably one of my favorite games, PlayStation games I've played in a long time. I think it's up there with some of the best that Sony has to offer on any system. I just really like it. I like the ending. Like I said, there's 10 episodes. And I feel like...
Ten chapters.
But, you know, I feel like the pacing is all really done well. I think that the story's told in a very good way where you don't feel like it's overextended or too short. I think it's perfectly told. And I was invested in saving all the characters. Like, I didn't save all the characters. I only saved 6. So 6 survived Until Dawn. 6 of the 8. But when I was playing, I wanted to... you know, save everyone, and you get invested in the game. It's one of those games where you just want to play all the way through. You don't want to stop. You just want to play through to the end because you want to see what happens. You're left on cliffhangers a lot of times at the end of each chapter, so you want to see what happens. I mean, I don't want to give any spoilers, but I mean, it's just a fantastic game. And
I wanted to kill Emily so many times.
Yeah, she was a little rough, but
she's such a bitch.
Well, yeah, I mean, some of the characters. You will like some of the characters better than others, but at the same time, it's a very stressful situation they're in. So like it brings out the worst in almost everybody. You see moments of like really good people who you really like in the beginning, and you see the darkness in everyone. And even at the end, you still want to save them all. At least I did. And you know, the first chapter was really... They did a really good job of setting everything up, like meeting the characters and kind of explaining what happened. I mean, that was so critical to the success of the story, was just having the first couple chapters be set up and just learning the characters before you throw them into the fire. So I really enjoyed the game, and I hear they're actually talking about making a sequel.
Well, the sequel that they were doing is actually going to be PlayStation VR.
That's a horrible sequel.
And it's a side.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know if it's a sequel. I think it's just an add-on. But Alex, I got to ask you, I'm going to ask you in a non-spoily fashion, because like we said earlier, Yield has not actually played the game. With the swerve that happens, were you disappointed, or you were actually happy that happened?
Well, there were a lot of swerves, actually. I mean, I felt there were like four swerves in the game.
Because they throw a lot of twists
your way. And
I'm going to type the swerve I'm talking about.
Okay, well, I mean, there's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of swerves. Some of them you kind of, I mean, you all see them coming gradually. There's one you don't really see coming. There's a few hints here and there, but you really got to pay attention to the clues. But I mean, there's a big one at the end, and I recognized it. I figured out before it happened, before I got the critical clues that actually told you what happened. So I was really proud of that. Hold on, let me see what he's typing here. What, you're still typing?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and type.
I'm typing.
Type faster.
No,
I'm trying to type and.
One of the things, I mean, in survival horror and games, it's so hard now to come up with an inventive twist that's not like, oh, it was, you know, it's hard to come up with a good twist that you don't see coming. And I feel like this one, you know, that swerve, no, I don't. Because all along, I was like, okay, there's some two things going on here, and I couldn't figure out exactly what was going on. So it's hard to, and what Tricky's talking about is how the game switches from one kind of story to another. And no, I didn't mind the swerve at all. I liked it a lot.
I was actually very upset with that.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it, how it goes from that. We don't want to spoil anything, obviously, because, well, we could always say, hey, fast forward ahead, but Yield has not played it. But I like it. It changes kind of focus about halfway through, but it's a good change because it's not like, they kind of foreshadow that in the game, early in the game, as early as chapter 4, I think. So they kind of foreshadow that there's more than one thing going on at once. So, and you're left wondering, it's like, okay, what's really going on? Who's really responsible for all this? So I liked it. I thought it was well done. I you know, there are some people who may not have liked it, but I know Frosty really likes the game. I know Daryl really likes it. Frosty himself said he really liked the ending, so I liked it a lot. I don't think there's really any issue to be disappointed with it. I think it was well done.
Same.
I'm not saying it's a bad game in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying, go into the game knowing that what it's being advertised as, and then flip into that. I honestly felt like that was a cop out.
No, I don't think it was advertised. Was it really advertised that way, though?
Yeah, it was advertised that way.
No.
That's what it was advertised as, is, you know, you have to get away and, you know.
Okay, so it advertises you have to get away from a killer. Is that what it was advertised as?
Right.
Because
there's some psycho coming after the eight people, and you have to figure out. Because, honestly, I guess we can spoil just one thing.
Well, hold on. I take issue with that because I don't understand what really. You know, they say that they kind of falsely advertise something like that. I don't think they do, because you still have a killer that you're trying to get away from.
All right, hold on one second. Yield?
Yes?
Could you take your headphones out for about a minute, and then I'll type on Skype when you can come back?
All right.
Thank you.
All right, sounds good.
Just
bye.
Let me... All right.
Are you serious? Are this going in the show?
Yeah, this is going in the show. Okay, for anybody that has not played Until Dawn, skip ahead for about a minute so me and Alex can have an open discussion about this. All right, Alex, the fact that the game is advertised that you are, there's a psycho killer and he's going after your eight survivors, and all of a sudden halfway through the story, it's like, okay, the psycho killer is a bullshit story because he's not actually trying to kill anybody, and then all of a sudden now it's a supernatural story. That to me was a cop out.
It was always a supernatural story. There was always a supernatural feel to it. And if the killer had been that Milgram guy, I don't know.
I actually thought it was Hannah.
Yeah.
From the start, I thought it was Hannah.
Well, if it was, you find out. The Wendigos are still, I'd say, psycho killers. Like, they're crazy. They're insane. They even kill each other. Like, it's, I think that we get the story that was advertised. It's not the same. It's not what everyone thought it was. But you get that psycho killer story. I think it was supernatural from the start. I mean, being on a creepy mountain in the dark, trying to survive until dawn in the winter, very isolated. I think that it was a supernatural thriller from the start.
Okay. Minute's up, so I don't want to run the risk. We'll save this for a PG spoilers. We'll actually go into depth with that. All right. Is that fair enough?
Sure. The last thing I say is a big shout out to Supermassive Games, because the game is fantastic. And if you have not played Until Dawn, I would definitely recommend you picking it up because it's amazing.
Okay. Yield, are you back with us? All right. Yield is not back with us. Okay. We're done. We actually cut it short because we didn't want you to come back and accidentally hear something.
Oh, no, that's fine. I was playing video games, so.
Well, what else is there?
Yeah.
All right. So why don't you tell us what you've been playing?
Well, besides some Fat Princess Piece of Cake, I have been playing some, I played some Broforce, Sly Cooper Thieves in Time, and I finally played some Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, so you playing that. How you like that?
I'm of two minds about it. Last night, me and Homer Get Stuff fired up some co-op, couch co-op, and the game looks beautiful. The player, at least when we did some hero battle, they seemed to move clunky. It wasn't very fluent. And in the, we did some tutorials in the X-Wing and the Snowspeeder. I since have gone back and played it by myself individually, and I found some more. I swear they didn't tell us everything in split screen as they do when you're by yourself, as some of the how to speed up and slow down. I figured that, so that makes it a little bit better. But on the Snowspeeder, if anybody played the Rogue Squadron game, any of the Rogue Squadron games that Factor 5 did, y'all know that when you tow cable the AT-AT, you had to fly, keep your Snowspeeder low, and fly in a circle, kind of out of the camera would totally change, and you could see the AT-AT and your Snowspeeder flying circles, and you had to learn how to fly that and keep yourself low and fly a circle. Well, on this game, you don't have to do that. It's a quick time event, basically. You hit triangle to shoot your harpoon, and then a little bar pops up, and you use the left stick and make your Snowspeeder go up and down and keep it in that blue bar as it shrinks. And then eventually the walker will fall. I don't like that. I would rather have to fly it myself around in circles and tie the legs up myself instead of just doing a quick time event. So, not really happy about that, but I got the game, so I'm going to give it a whirl. But I think the game needs a lot more work, and it's obvious because EA's doing it. So I'm hoping their other Star Wars games isn't like this. So I just want another Rogue Squadron game. Factor 5 needs to come back.
All right. Don, are you back with us yet?
Well, hold on. I just want to say that after Lair, I don't think Factor 5 is coming back anytime, ever.
All right. Donnie, what have you been playing, sir?
I've been playing nothing but Ratchet and Clank. That is it. And let me just say, the same day it came out, day one, I went to Facebook to the staff chat and was like, oh, I see what they doing. And that was before I got to the second planet where the game told on itself. And I was like, I was right from the very beginning.
Oh, don't even start shit.
Why can't I start it?
You did not say that. I said it.
What?
You didn't say that. I said it. Tricky. You told me I'm out of my mind.
I'm not even about to sit here. I'm not about to sit here and let you have this one at all in this one. The two U's, yield and that. Did I not say that this game is a reboot? So many freaking times. And that's what I said. And in the second level, when you first meet the plumber, he told on the game. He told on Insomniac. And I was like, that's when I went to Facebook. I was like, oh, I see what they doing. But then.
But that's not what they did.
Yes, they did. He's told. Dude.
No.
Look, okay, spoilers. The game. Skip ahead.
Wait. Donnie, hold on a second. What they did was they said that this was a movie that they're telling the story of the reboot of Ratchet and Clank. What it is you... I can't really say it because that is a spoiler. But the game tells you that this is a movie that's telling the story of Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, and that's what I said. Oh, I see what they're doing. And then, skip ahead, listeners, about 30 seconds, the plumber said it, I'll see you in the next reboot. Meaning, they're going to make part two all over again. Meaning, this is the reboot of the Ratchet & Clank series, which I said from the very beginning. So, he told on Insomniac. Yes, they are telling the story of a movie from the very beginning, because it started off as a story being, it started off as Ratchet and Clank being a story. It started that they telling to us. That's why it's a Ratchet and Clank one all over again. It's a story. It's in a reimagined story, and they start telling stories. But then, second level, he said it. I'll see you in the next reboot. All
right, we're gonna leave that at that.
And that's all I've been playing. But there's something else I wanted to say about. I've been wanting to say this for a while, but it was during a wartime, so I forgot about it. Hold on one second, because this phone is about to die. Let me put it on the charger. And they got every single
nothing but professionalism here, folks.
Yes, every single plug is taken. Every last one. Are you freaking serious?
All right, well, why not trying to find a plug for the phone?
I got it. I wanted to talk about, what's the Far Cry? Far Cry Primal. What I wanted to say, I meant to say this then, is that, you know, games where you have optical powers, meaning, what I mean by that is you got the games where you're looking through the Assassin's Creed, Eagle Vision, and what's the day one release for a Station 4 game, Order, when he looked through his vision and it slows down the time, optical powers. Now, in Far Cry Primal, it has that same thing, the ability to what they call his instincts. He's an exceptional hunter that's in that tribe. And I think that's kind of whack. Like, I'm tired of seeing optical powers because it take away from the actual graphics. Because the game be looking, it looks so great. It looks so wonderful. Magnificent graphics in the Far Cry Primal. But you spend majority of your time in his optical power, because you can't see where you're going. You don't know where you're going or you don't know what you're actually hunting for, unless you're using that instinct. I'm like, that sucks so much, because unless you, in your first playthrough, which you can't get the platinum in the first playthrough, and that, it just takes away from all the visual, and I hate that in games. I sound funny.
All right, I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about because I didn't play it. So,
but you play games with Assassin's Creed, Eagle Vision.
I get what you're saying, but don't fully understand what you're saying because
I think they need to stop doing that.
I don't understand the Far Cry part of it.
Okay, well, I think they need to stop putting that in games because you got to, okay, take us for example. We are trophy hunters. You know, not all of us play the games specifically just for the trophies, but we are still trophy hunters. And in order to get the trophies in that game and most other games, minus Assassin's Creed and The Order, most other games with optical powers, you have to be in that vision in order to hunt for everything. And when you do that, that takes away from all the beauty of the game. Another game, Siphon Filter. What's the other one? Not Metal, not Snake. Clancy.
Tom Clancy.
Splinter Cell. No, is it Splinter Cell? Yeah. That's the other agent. Came out with some phenomenal graphics, but you never see them because you have to go through the whole game in night vision goggles. And I'm like, that sucks when the game developers do that. Like, I want to see the game in all its glory, and graphics are included. I meant to say that then, and it just came across my mind while we was recording, so I just wanted to get it out there before I forget about it again.
All right, and I have been playing Ratchet & Clank, and I've fallen back into Tom Clancy's The Division. That game is phenomenally good. If you are not playing The Division, I do not know what you're doing with your life.
Well, I'm glad you divided some time for Ratchet & Clank.
That game is beyond good. It is definitely... I am so glad, because everybody's saying that Division is what Destiny should have been, and I'm glad that this game is actually third person, because I am enjoying this game thoroughly. I have reached level 30. I am pushing to get the Platinum Trophy, of course, but I can tell how much work it's going to be to get that Platinum, and I don't have one problem doing all that work because the game is so good.
Dude, that's kind of nasty.
Ratchet and Clank, I liked.
Compare a game to Division.
I beat the story, I'm upset because a lot of the trophies I missed because I didn't do the things some of the things you have to do to get the trophies I was doing, but I would always fall like one short because I just didn't finish doing what I was doing. So. And I can't tell you what it is because obviously that's a spoiler.
Well, hold on, you beat. But
yeah, I'm going to go back to Ratchet and Clank.
You beat the game.
Yes.
So how long is it? If you've beaten it, it came out on Tuesday.
I beat it the day it came out.
What game?
So it's really short.
I wouldn't say it's short, but I was playing it for a good 10-15 hours.
What game you beat?
Straight. Ratchet and Clank.
Oh yeah, I beat it twice. Going on my third one right now.
Good Lord. Have you left the house, Donnie?
Yeah. But this game does seem, for it to be not just a reboot, but a movie game, it is reasonably short for Ratchet & Clank. Ratchet & Clank, the first one wasn't this short. The original first one wasn't this short. But this one seems to be shorter for some reason.
Yeah, none of them are short. You'll get at least, like, if you go for all the gun, the weapons and everything, like...
My first run, I did that. Like, I maxed out every weapon I had to the maximum. But then, you know, on the second play, the challenge mode, you know, you get that extra 4 to 5 levels for the gun, weapon. I maxed out all of them on the first playthrough, and... all of them on the second playthrough. I'm like, yeah, this mud is short for Ratchet & Clank. And found all the gold bolts on the first playthrough.
You found all the gold bolts on the first playthrough?
Yep. No internet required.
Yeah, okay.
First of all, I don't hate. On Ratchet & Clank.
I'm not hating. I want to call shenanigans.
Because he always, because it's Donnie. But...
no, because, Dad, you come up with the most ridiculous things. I found all the treasures in Uncharted without using a guide.
I said that. I said the first one I did. The second one, I used a guide. I said that. So, dude, stop being...
You said the third one you used a guide
for. Dude,
stop
being mad because I got skills. I'm a better snake than you. I'm a better ratchet than you. And I'm a better man than you too, Rick.
Donnie, whatever you got to tell yourself at night to whatever. Sleep is fine with
dude,
me.
Dude, first of all, Ratchet the Clank gives you...
But there's a reason why I'm the pimp and you're the whore.
Dude, Ratchet the Clank gives you, once you beat the game or come to like maybe the last two levels in the game in all Ratchet the Clanks, you get that map-o-matic where it shows you all the locations, secret locations anyway. But I will say, before I got that, I only had 3 more gold boats to go. Nah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Nah. Tricky, don't be stop being jealous of my skills, man. Dude.
Well, we were just talking about Uncharted. Let's talk about... A report has come out about Uncharted. This is not a spoiler, so don't fear anybody. Neil Druckmann has come out saying that Uncharted 4's ending will be decisive. He says, quote, "I think people will discuss the ending. If focus tests are anything to go by, there will be some arguments about the ending. I'm excited. Indifference would be the worst thing. I would rather people have hated it than be indifferent to it. We'll see how they react." Somebody said, so they asked, does that mean Nathan Drake is heading towards a final end? And Druckmann says, he will not answer whether or not Nate will survive the end of the game.
Why would
he
you?
Said,
no, I'm just saying, why would you answer that question anyway? Yeah, you're an idiot for even asking that question, stupid gamer you.
But here's the question. If they're already talking about people are going to be arguing over the ending, because Yield, you kind of said something before the show about this, that you don't know how you feel about them saying that people will be arguing over the ending.
Yeah. So that...
You want to elaborate?
So here's my take. I mean... They hinted all along in Uncharted 3 that something was going to happen, and they kind of threw a slight curveball, but they let alone Uncharted 3, something was going to happen, something was going to happen. They led you by the hand that it looked like somebody was going to die, and it looked like Sully was going to die, and then it happened, and then, ha, fooled you, and it, you know, you were...
Nice baseball's
thank
reference.
Thank you. And you were drugged, and nothing really happened. I've got this weird feeling, you know, a thieves end, and now he's coming out and going, well, people are going to be arguing about it. So I'm looking as you either looking as Nate's dead, Elena's dead, or their relationship is severed to where it ain't getting back together. And it's
well,
just
okay. Going on the fact that you saying a thieves end, I just want to say this. Nate is not a thief. So
yes,
saying a
is,
thief's
dude.
End is Nate's is a correlation to Nate, I don't think is fair.
He is a thief, man. Nate is a thief. He
unless,
stole the ring,
and
he stole a couple other things.
Unless for some reason he's stuff. Like they off his brother, to which at that point I probably wouldn't argue about that because he's a character in one game, so
yeah, we don't care about his brother anyway. We don't care if his brother's name is not Drake.
I mean, the thing you got to ask about the Uncharted games is they've kind of swerved us in the last two games, once with Elena in the second one, and then Sully in the third one. How many more times can they keep swerving us before they get rid of a character?
Oh, yeah, and I forgot about Elena in two, so yeah.
But Uncharted is one of those... They like to keep you on your toes just as much as... I'm not listeners in the three U's. I'm not comparing Uncharted nor Naughty Dogs to Kojima. But I'm just saying Kojima likes to keep people on their toes with his games in the Metal Gear series. Like, you never know nothing about the truth until the next installment or maybe the next two installments. And Uncharted like to do that too. If you follow the stats or follow the games. So as far as I don't think they're going to kill him off, but I feel like I'm more inclined to believe that last thing you use, Yield, as the relationship has gotten to a point to where she can't take it no more. Like, I love you, but you can't stay away from the hunt. You can't stay away from the thrill of the hunt, of the adventure. I'm just throwing it out there. Like, I like that one more than Well, I would like to believe that one more than killing off Sully, Drake, or even that you guys just said her name, Helena. And I'm still want to go on the fact that she leaving him and she's bearing his kid.
I don't know. I feel like at this point, we kind of been spoiled with Uncharted, where the characters we really like and really care about have not been killed off. I mean, they've scared us a few times, but I mean, we've been lucky. Whereas it's been the opposite of Game of Thrones or The Walking Dead, where everyone you like is just going to die except for Daryl and Michonne. I just think that, I don't know, if they're going to take somebody out, obviously this is their last chance. I think that sometimes.
But do you want everything like Game of Thrones and Walking Dead?
No, I don't. I want
your favorite character can die.
No, I want everyone to survive. I want, that's why Uncharted 3 was so perfect. Because everyone, like Sully, Nate, and Elena, rode off into the sunset, and they were all still alive. That's what made it so great, and that's why you could have stopped there, and fans would have been happy.
Yeah, but, and everybody dies.
I think that sometimes game developers and movie makers, they kill off characters, and television show creators, they kill off characters because it adds it adds strength and weight and heart to the movie. Like, it gives you that pivotal moment where it's kind of heartbreaking. So, I think that, I don't know, they have never had to use that. Naughty Dog's never had to use that in any of the games, like even The Last of Us, because obviously.
Well they kind of did with The Last of Us.
How? Both the two main characters.
Trish. They killed off Trish.
Yeah, but it's not like...
Who was Joel's main love interest?
I mean, it's not like if something had happened to Joel or Ellie. I mean, it's not exactly the same thing.
Even the part where they killed off his daughter in the beginning, that was touching. And it was only touching for the simple... it was only touching for the sympathetic moment. But we don't know anything about his little girl. She could have been one of the baddest kids on the planet, but she just showed her a good heart for his birthday. But we don't know anything about his daughter. We are, I would like to believe that we sympathize with other humans on the planet. So they had that sympathetic moment. But killing his daughter and killing Trish, there was no character build there. Even though Trish was there for a small moment, it still wasn't no character build enough for a character build for us to care that she died.
All right. Well, let's talk about somebody that did die in a video game, and that is Red Dead Redemption. Apparently, Red Dead Redemption 2, the map has leaked, and apparently it will be a prequel to the original game.
That sucks.
Yield, you wanted to talk about this. But I'm looking at the article, and I gotta say, I didn't read the article yet, so you probably know more about this than I do, but one of the captions for it is, it says it could link to Mafia 3.
Yeah, the only thing about that is apparently one of the areas in the map is the same town that Mafia 3 is set in.
So, wait a minute, how does that link to Mafia 3 just because it was the same town?
They're Mafia called 3 the was same
in that time frame.
It's called the same fictional town. No, it's basically, it would probably be like, I mean, it's the Wild West, so it would be like the Wild West setting of New Orleans, since that's what Mafia 3 is taking place in.
Yeah, I know, but
and Mafia 3 is published by the same publisher, so.
Yeah, but still, how is that linking? Unless, okay, we can't really know how to link it until Mafia 3 comes out and it has something that was still left standing in the foreground somewhere. Like, oh yeah, that building's still there and it's been there since the old Western times. Unless we see that in Mafia 3, okay, my argument is invalid till then. But yeah, that's some bull crap. And I'm freaking mad it's a freaking prequel. God dang it with these dang old prequels, man.
Prequels are cop-outs to me. I don't know if it's a prequel because we get more of the main character.
John Marston.
That's his name. Thank you.
I'm not upset that it's a prequel. I'm a little apprehensive. But here's kind of what I'm going to say about Red Dead Redemption, because I was thinking about this before I saw that supposedly the map leaked. The first Red Dead, they made it seem like, I mean, it was vast. It was beautiful. And they made it sound like, you know, because you got tents. So you could pop up a tent and it would save and all that. But in reality, I could ride from one side of the map to the other side of the map in about 5 minutes. And there was no point for camping. There was no point to seek out refuge. There was no point in the commerce because you always had money. So what I was hoping for in the next Red Dead game is a map the size of, oh, let's just say Just Cause 3, that's so massive that you do have to stop because you got to rest your horse. You've got to, you know.
I don't remember Red Dead's map being that small.
It didn't take you that long to ride from one side of the map to the other. And
you know what? Maybe I'm misremembering, but I don't remember that the case at all. I thought it took a while to get from one side to the other.
Unless
on your horse, it took you a while. I mean, obviously, you could fast travel in the carts and stuff.
Exaggerating
just a little bit. But I hear you yield on that, but you still got to look at it. It's a video game. I do hear, yes, that's realistic as far as. Yeah, we gotta rest the horse. We gotta feed the horse because ain't no horse that's running across states in one run. But you still gotta look at it as it being a video game. So most of us, and I will enjoy that realism in it, but they have to have it to where it's just like Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption, where if you hop in a cab, you have the option to skip. So, for the whole duration of the game, that would become extremely stale, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, I was thinking that, you know, that when you got, as you unlocked areas or as you beat areas, you could fast travel. You could pay a stagecoach, get point A, point B. The one thing I'm interested in with it being a prequel, maybe we'll get more of the, you know, because you're going to be in a gang. I can't remember the guy you hunted down, but you're going to be, hopefully might be in his gang. And then there will be more, you know, Wild West bank robberies, stagecoach robberies, train robberies. I was like, oh, cool, Wild West. I can ride up on a train, make my way to the, you know, the conductor, stop the train, rob everybody, kill them all if I want, and off we ride. As much as I love Red Dead, I think there could be a lot better. It could just be so much better, and that's what I'm really hoping for. So, because I can understand why it'll be a prequel, because Red Dead Redemption almost put themselves out of the Wild West, because it was right there at the cusp of where the Wild West was getting shoved out. You know, the West was expanding. We've got the automobiles. We've got the trains, and that they were getting shoved out. Everybody was being modernized. So I can see with the prequel.
To me, video game prequels, that's a semi cop out to me. Because to me, that tells me you have no idea or. Yeah, you really have no idea on how to progress the story. So let's just cop out and come up with a story on before the things happen.
But Donnie, there can also be a benefit where you learn more about characters that, you know, may have been just kind of a passing note in the first game or the game that came before it, the game that preceded it. I mean, it gives you a better view of the universe.
True. I'm not just dusting prequels off my shoulders, because like I said, you know, Metal Gear to me did the prequels better than anybody done them, but I still almost didn't. Well, I ain't gonna say I didn't care. I care for every Metal Gear game, at least the story 1 through 3 and all that stuff. But what I'm saying is like this prequel and like it didn't still call redemption. What is he redeeming from now? You know what I'm saying? We know what he was before this because he had flashbacks in Redemption. So we know what kind of man he was before. So somewhere along the lines, we know that he grew some morals, or his morals got, he started paying attention to his morals even more. So where is he? What
well,
is he
Donnie,
redeeming
at this
from?
Point, we don't even know. I mean, the game hasn't been officially announced yet, so we don't even know what's going to be called Red Dead Redemption 2.
True.
It may be called something else, and, you know, we just know it's the sequel, prequel. But it's also been said that Take-Two did say that the original game was part of a, quote, permanent franchise, so we should expect a sequel, you know, Red Dead Redemption 2 coming. But Rockstar is also rumored to be working on Grand Theft Auto 6 at the same time. So until we get an official announcement, maybe E3, you know, this is all speculation at this point, obviously.
Dun, dun, dun.
I would think more packs because Rockstar doesn't like E3.
No, that's true, too.
Well, we know how splitting up a team can do, what that can do to it.
Well, PlayStation 4 is continuing their domination, as the PlayStation 4 was again the best-selling console for the month of March.
Yeah,
it's all because of Until Dawn.
I was going to say it's on the horizon.
And Ratchet and Clank, you know, and the game that's on the horizon.
Good one.
Good call, Yield.
Thank you.
Let's talk about something else that's on the horizon.
No, let's talk about Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, let's talk about Horizon Zero Dawn, exactly.
Yield, go.
I don't have an article for that.
The game
what I do
is
have
going
an
to
article
be awesome.
For,
everybody should go pre-order it.
Should they cross the streams?
Never cross the streams. Never.
No, they should take down some mechanical monsters.
Okay, well, apparently Activision is crossing the streams as a upcoming Ghostbusters reboot is getting its own video game tie-in this summer. USA Today reports that four-player RPG will be coming on July 12th, just before the July 15th release of the new Ghostbusters movie. It is slated for the PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox. However, it won't be starring the old-school 80s crew or the rebooted all-female cast. Instead, it will feature a new round of Ghostbuster rookies tasked with keeping New York City safe while the movie cast are off dealing with spooks, specters, and ghosts across the country. A mobile tie-in game is also planned titled Ghostbusters Slime City.
Well, you know what? I can be fine with the new Ghostbusters movie, especially since they are they're not using the new cast. If you're not going to use the old cast, then I'm fine with using nobody that no one knows of. Perfectly fine with this.
Did they just tell us how the movie ended? For this to be a tie-in and you're not using anything from the movie to tie it in, you're using...
They're saying that the cast of the new movie is going to be off dealing with other things, that you're going to be a new recruit to the Ghostbusters.
That's what I'm saying. Did they just tell us how the movie ended just now? Like, the movie ended with them recruiting a whole staff of Ghostbusters.
Well, not necessarily, because the other Ghostbusters game... the other Ghostbusters movies never said they were recruiting, but the old Ghostbusters games, you were a new recruit.
True, but that was...
So not necessarily.
True, but that was an actual... Well, I can't say actual theater sequel, but he wrote that as Ghostbusters Part 3. So...
We're not having that conversation.
I'm just going to what the guy said himself. He said he wrote it as a sequel to Part... It's Ghostbusters 2, so Ghostbusters 3... that's what it is. But this whole Ghostbusters thing, I'm not saying the movie is going to be sucky. I don't have high hopes for it, and not because it's an all female cast, but the two different trailers I've seen for it, it seems like they're trying to be funny instead of just letting the funny flow through. Like, if you like comedies, and you know if a comedy movie is trying to be funny instead of actually being funny, and trying to be funny is not funny, and it's like they trying so hard to be funny.
Well, let's help some people do some trying, as we actually have a trophy and tip this week.
Titties!
Donnie, apparently you want to give us a trophy or tip about Ratchet and Clank.
Yes, and this is nowhere near a spoiler, because every time you hear something new and it got tips in it, it gotta be a spoiler. No. In Ratchet and Clank, the movie reboot, there are what they call trading cards in there. And my recommendation to these trading cards is that when you get one, it gives you the option to hit the option key to look at it. I recommend looking at them, because if you don't look at it, when you look at them, they don't come in, but you get a set of three. And when you get all three of them, it gives you an in-game perk. And if you don't look at them, you can't unlock the in-game perk. So just say you have all three cards, and if you don't look at them cards to unlock what you got, then you won't get that perk. So every time you get a card, my recommendation is to look at the cards. Also, can I just roll into the to the topic of the week?
Well, I was going to ask you what the topic it was, because you put a generalized statement in there, and I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Okay, well, this goes into the comes from Trophy Detail, where Canada Mist goes in. All right, you know the gold boats. You get the gold boats. If you collect them all, or if you collect a certain amount, you unlock in-game perks. Also, cheats, costumes, the various changes of the video screen, make it old school style, retro style, whatever, all that type of stuff. All the gold boats. No skill points. So freaking happy about that. But then again, I think skill points came in part two. I can't remember. But the topic of the week is disabling functions may be going a little bit too far. And what I meant by that in my head was, you know, when you put in a cheat, the developers put in a function or mechanic in there, a code that disables your trophies. Now, in Ratchet and Clank, there's no cheats for it as far as like button command cheats, but it has the in-game cheats. Just like, what's that game? Saints Row 3, 4, stuff. It has in-game cheats. But in Saints Row, you put in a cheat, you put in a cheat, you disable trophies. Ratchet and Clank, you find the gold bolts, you put in whatever cheat you want to use. They have three cheats. Invincibility, you don't die, and unlimited ammo. Now, this is what I found out. You know, when you level up your game, your character, your weapons, by using it, killing people with that individual weapon, or you level up your health meter by the number of people you kill, if you put in those cheats, it disables those functions. So if you put in the unlimited ammo, your gun ceases to upgrade. And if you put in the your invincibility, basically God mode, it disables your function to upgrade your health to this cap. And me personally, I think that's a bit too far. Like, I understand disabling trophies, but if you work hard, and anybody who's a Ratchet and Clank fan know you work towards those gold bolts, or you work towards those skill points to unlock these whatever you're unlocking. That's work. If you're working towards that in-game perk, there should be no disabling of anything, in my opinion. Because that's kind of...
So you're upset. Let me get this straight. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to dig at you. Mm-hmm. You're upset with the fact that the game's allowing you to have unlimited ammo, but by doing the unlimited ammo, it's disabling the fact that you can upgrade your weapons, and that's what you're upset about.
Yes, because I work towards that one. I didn't put in a code, and it's not disabling my trophies. I could still get a trophy if I put in those cheats, depending on what it is. Like, if I kill X amount of people with that gun, I still get that trophy. It's just disabling the functionality of me upgrading that gun, which counts towards a trophy in the end. If you upgrade all your weapons to the max, you get a trophy. But if I got unlimited ammo cheat activated, which I worked towards that cheat, I found all my gold bolts, and that qualifies you to have all gold bolts for that cheat. It disables the functionality of you upgrading your you. And that, to me, is a bit too far that these developers did. Trophies is cool with me. I'm all good with that. But in-game perks, that should not be disabled for anything.
All right, Yul, do you want to speak on this first?
No, go ahead.
Well, what about you, Alex? You want to say anything?
Not really. To be honest, I only caught half of what Donnie was saying. But the gist was that Donnie was pissed that he can no longer upgrade a weapon because he chose to go with the infinite ammo cheat on a weapon.
That's in-game.
But it's in-game. And yes, let me say again, folks, I beat the game before I used it. That's the way I do all my cheats back in the day. But again, I work towards this. This is something that I thought this was talk worthy right here. We all gamers here. We all were like, especially okay, we are Ratchet and Clank fans. Except, well, you know, Yield just became one, and he went through at least three of them. And we all know it is work upgrading them guns.
Yes,
you have to play at least two or three times to upgrade all your weapons to the maximum.
Well, is there? There's usually a trophy tied to it too.
Yeah, it is. But I'm saying you still get that trophy if you would still get that trophy if they were allowing you to upgrade your weapon once you got it activated. But now that trophy can never be obtained if you decide to go through that game for the duration of that cheat being on.
Okay, well, so if you turn the cheat off, the gun can be upgraded again and the trophy can be unlocked.
Yes, true.
But the trophy is not locked.
No, you misunderstand me. The trophy is not locked. Trophies are not locked in this game.
You can't upgrade the gun.
You just can't upgrade the gun.
There's a trophy for maxing out all your guns. But if you use the cheat, the in-game cheat for the gold boats, and get unlimited ammo, you can no longer upgrade your weapons as long as that cheat's active. If you disable the cheat, your guns go back to being upgraded, and then you can eventually get the trophy.
Yes. Which I did make note of this. I did it because I thought, hey, instead of spending my money, I can use that money to save up for the rhino. Because we know that rhino is a big guap of money. So I'm playing it. And I'm realizing, like, I didn't kill a lot of people, and my meter for my weapons is not moving at all. So I cut it off. I toggle with the invincibility and the gun, and I realized, like, hey, my health meter is not even upgrading. So I went back and forth just to, you know, scientifically now, you know, experiment, and then I realized if I cut it off, it goes back to being upgradable. And I was like, Insomniac, you freaking busters. I thought that was cool. I didn't put in up, up, down, down, select touchpad, option touchpad, and now I got unlimited ammo and invisibility. That right there should disable trophies, in my opinion. But since I worked at this game, I beat it at least once and had to do a little bit more in case I didn't find all the gold bolts my first run. So I worked and I got this cheat available for me now. I don't think you should disable anything that I have done in the game. I think that's a bit too far with them going with unlocking disabling functionalities within games. Because, you know, it started out with trophies. Now it's elevated to in-game perks now. So now, if you put in, this say use Uncharted. You know Uncharted, if you wear, this is say in multiplayer mode. If you wear certain clothes, at least I think that was in part two. If you wear certain clothes, you know, you get a certain perk with that goes along with them clothes. Now, let's say you put in a code. And now, them perks, I mean, you wear them clothes, and if you choose to wear them clothes that you decide to buy from the PSN store, now your trophies have been disabled because you chose to wear the Naughty Dog t-shirt, which gives you unlimited grenades. But since you bought that, now your trophy is disabled, which to me, that shouldn't be disabled. Because that's an in-game perk now. You purchase an in-game perk.
I honestly don't have a problem with it.
Well, I don't expect chumps to have a problem with it.
Chump should have a problem. I don't agree with you. You want to insult me. That's the thing.
Chump should.
I don't have a problem with it because of the fact that yes, it's an in-game cheat. The game is given to you, and I understand that. But you're supposed to level up legit and to use a cheat in any fashion, whether they give it to you or not, and expect to be rewarded for it. No. The fact that I understand what you're saying, Donnie, you earned the right to be able to use that cheat, and I understand that 100%. But the trophy is for upgrading your weapons, and if you're not able to upgrade your weapons by using that cheat, then yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay, I like that debate. All debate should be like this. I like that. That statement came from you. If you're using it to upgrade, I understand. I see where you're coming from. Yes. I understand where you're coming from. I just don't agree to a certain. I'm mainly mad at the fact that this put in there because,
I think what you're more mad at, honestly, I think what you're more mad at is that you came up with this great idea to upgrade your weapons and it didn't work out for you, and now you're a little pissed off about it.
Well, I'm not mad at the fact that it didn't work. I'm mad at the fact that they actually put this functionality in the game. That's what I'm more mad about. I guess this is all in the same. I guess that's all in the same. No, I came up with an idea. Yeah, it didn't work. I'm not that upset that it didn't work because I'm gonna get my rights in the claim plat no matter what. But
you want to know who you should never be mad at, Donnie?
What should I really be mad at?
No, who you should never be mad at.
Who should I never be mad at?
Your housekeeper.
True. Yes, you're right. I'm never mad at the housekeeper. Housekeeper never disable anything.
ProofGamer.com is looking for some staff members and looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reports, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in applying, go to ProofGamer.com. On the new site, I don't know where the Help Wanted tab is going to be. So I'm going to say right now, it will be on the site somewhere. I just don't know where yet. But fill out the application, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to check out the brand new site built from the ground up by the hands of Tricky Mick, who is this awesome site designer who you guys should all follow on Twitter. And also start harassing Saundersaurus Rex to get back on Twitter. But while you're on the new site, check it out. Let us know how you feel about it. But be sure to read all of the articles and all of the videos. Speaking of our videos can be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proving Gamer. If you want to get a hold of us and tell us how good the site is or how bad the site is or what you like or what you don't like, there are several ways to get a hold of us. The first one is our phone number. Yield. What is that phone number, sir?
330-PROVEN-9, 330-776-8369.
Right now, the SpeakPipe app is disabled on the site. It will be going back up, but probably by the time you hear this, it will not be on the site. So don't go looking for that. But it is still available on our Facebook page. Go check it out there if you want to leave a message. Remember, that is not just for the podcasters. That is for anybody on the site. If you want to send us an email, it's trophyhorrors@provinggamer.com. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, you can contact the site at Proving Gamer. You can contact the show at trophyhorrors. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. And you can try to get a hold of Alex at Saundersaurus Rex. But my New Year's resolution is failing 4 months into the new year.
If anything is going to get me on Twitter, it's to sit here and talk about how much I like
Alex, Until Dawn. Any chance I'm going to help? You're going to help me get my New Year's resolution?
Not really help you. The only reason that I would get back on Twitter would be to talk about how awesome Until Dawn is. But at this point, I assume that I have like almost no followers. So, quite frankly, what's the point?
I think you have quite a bit of followers, sir.
I used to have over 300, but now last time I checked, I had like 30 something because I was off for like a year or so. Before this. So I've only been on for a year out of the past 3 years, so.
So people stop following you when you don't do nothing?
How do you spell Saundersaurus Rex?
Dude, you better check it out, man.
I spelled it Saundersaurus Rex.
S-A-U-N-D-O-S-A-U-R-U-S-R-S.
S-A-U-N-D-O-S-A-U-R-U-S-R-E-X. Okay, I don't know. I can't type that fast. I'll check the Alex's followers and we'll get back to you next week.
Don't do it, Alex.
Serious.
Oh.
Okay, hold on.
Copy,
that's
paste.
That's what I put. That's what I put, and it said that I spelt it wrong.
Well, apparently you didn't if you spelled it wrong.
I am doing a Google search right now for it.
God dang it.
There it is. Alex, you have 40 followers.
Yeah, see? Not that many.
And your last retweet was January 29th, 2015.
And that wasn't even him.
And it's, and the tweet was at Yield, at Tricky, at Donnie, at Alex. Homer retweeted it and said he made it in three words in, and I blew his face off with my shotgun. Which, if I'm trying to remember correctly, was a conversation Yield was having about the final boss in Borderlands 2. And nothing from Yield.
Oh, I have no idea what that was about.
I think you guys were talking. If I'm looking, I'm looking at the conversation right now. It was the Handsome Jack fight. Homer said, also the Handsome Jack fight. Did anyone let him get through his final monologue? You replied, said, yup. Homer says, I made it three words in, and I blew his face off with my shotgun. You guys were talking about most memorable boss fights. That was over a year ago.
Memories.
Getting back to the housekeeping. If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it, but be sure to go check out our other podcast, PG Spoilers, which hopefully, maybe now that Alex is done with Until Dawn, we'll do a spoilers on Until Dawn.
Dude, remember the Metal Gear? No, I said it, man. If my computer wasn't.
What happened to the Force Awakens?
Nah, Metal Gear.
Okay, we are falling behind on our spoilers. We will have to schedule some soon. Go check out Remember the Loot and Whatever Talk.
Whatever.
All of the podcasts can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, your various podcast applications on your smart devices, and coming soon to Google Play whenever they decide to launch their service. I wish they would just launch their service already, because I've been saying that for 3 months now. Also, be sure to get active in the PlayStation 4 community. There is a Proven Gamer PlayStation 4 community. There is a Trophy Horrors community entitled T-Dubs Brothel. And don't tell me Yield. Yield has one called the Platinum Guild.
Yes.
You question yourself that every week. That yet you say it every week.
I'm never sure what I'm saying.
Okay.
I gotta tell
okay.
You.
Remember this. The first two letters of my PlayStation 4 community
are the same as
Proven Gamer.
Yes.
Now, I didn't do that on purpose. It just worked out that way. So
it's just fate.
So anyway. But yeah, my community is all about just basically posting your latest platinum. If you do it on a 4, post your image with it. And it's also kind of a place where you can maybe see if other people are playing or have the games that you're trying to get a platinum for and see if they can help you out. Slowly growing. We're up to about 20 members so far, but I'm kind of keeping it on the low down. You know, I got to approve you to get in. So
why am I advertising for it then?
Because if you're a fan of the show, then that's fine. I just don't want random people just filing in just because they want to. It's an exclusive private club.
Oh. Okay. With that being said, that is going to do it for our housekeeping, but we do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor is a wonderful charity that Proving Gamer is honored to be a part of every year.
Extra Life. This year it happens on November 5th. If you don't know what Extra Life is, it is a full-day marathon for gamers. It's 25 hours this year, usually it's 24. And what you do is you sign up on the website to... Yeah, I cut you off because I'm so excited to talk about Extra Life. jerk. I'm showing that enthusiasm, right, Donnie? Right, Alex. All right. Yes, so extra life.
I thought you go to the website. You sign up. Too long to introduce.
Hey, you are ruining this. You go to the website. You sign up to either play alone, you start a team, or you join a team. If Proven Gamers got a team, we'd be happy to have you because we bring the awesome. Yeah, it's Shield. That's Shield's word.
That's right.
I used it. I borrowed it. Anyway, so after you sign up, you pick a Children's Miracle Network hospital. That's important. It's got to be a Children's Miracle Network hospital to represent. And then once you do that, you're doing really well. You start collecting donations from people. Sponsorships, really. So that's called sponsorships. But I say donations because every single thing, every single penny that you get a sponsorship for, whether it be $1 an hour or $2 an hour or just a lump sum for the entire day, 100% of that money goes to the Children's Miracle Network hospital that you've chosen to represent. So you get to play games for the entire day. The hospital gets some money to help heal some sick kids who are brave and fighting through some very awful things and some things that a lot of even adults will never have to live through. So it's just an awesome charity that keeps growing every single year. Last year, what was the total, Tricky?
Last year was 6.5.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me, no, 8.3.
Okay. I was going to say it was over 8, but I just want to make sure. So it gets bigger every year, and you know it's an easy way to get to be a part of it, and it's an easy way to do something really awesome, and still, while being altruistic, still do something for yourself and play the video game. So it's easy. It's a great charity event. So, and you know, our great friend Doc Adams is behind it. So go out there and support Extra Life any way you possibly can, whether it be a donation or signing up to play.
You guys want to hear a good funny Doc story?
Okay. Sure.
Apparently Doc was having some plumbing issues in his house. So he, called, you know, his local plumber as you would. And the guy showed up and happened to notice that Doc had an Extra Life tattoo. And he's proceeding to talk to Doc about how, you know, how Extra Life is this great charity and he's so involved with it, whatnot, and how much money he raised last year. And he's talking about, and Doc says, "Do you know who started it?" He goes, "Yeah, some guy named Doc. He was, had this website, Sarcastic Gamer, blah, blah, blah." They had this long, drawn-out conversation, and Doc never told him who he was. As the guy was leaving, you know, he paid him, and Doc gave him his business card, and he walked out the door. About 20 minutes later, the guy called Doc back and says, "Wait a second, are you Doc Adams?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Dude, I'll be right back at your house. I want to shake your hand." He had like a 2-hour conversation with Doc telling him about Extra Life. Never dawned on him that the founder of Extra Life was literally standing like 2 feet from him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Is Romeo trying to
sell it? You'll tell us about GoFundMe.
If you go to GoFundMe.com/ProvenGamer, we got some trophy themed donations. We're trying to raise some money to get better podcasting equipment to bring you, the fans, a better podcasting experience.
And Donnie,
Amazon.
Who are you sponsored by?
That was premature.
Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. I'm gonna have to go to a past show and get a better Amazon, Donnie. Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, would each and every time you do your shopping on Amazon, yield.
What?
Go to Proven Gamer first, click on any Amazon link, and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. We are sponsored by Amazon, not Best Buy.
Well, if they had a cooler pre-order bonus.
We are sponsored by Amazon, not Best Buy, not Target, not GameStop, but Amazon. And just so you know, I'm going to beep out all those other company names.
That's fine.
With that being said, let's close out the show with some shout-outs. Alex, who's being a little impatient with me today, let's start with his shout-outs.
I want to give a shout-out, as always, first and foremost, to the fans, the listeners. You guys keep us going. You're the reason the show still exists. You're the reason the show has gotten this far. Yes, we get down here and talk, and we edit, and we write the show notes, but quite frankly, you guys are the real fuel behind Trophy Horse, so we thank you so very much. I want to give a shout-out to Homer, Good Stuff, who was our host last week, or one of our guest co-hosts last week. Hopefully the episode gets out, because it was a real doozy, and Homer always brings the amazing. Just like his brother brings the awesome, Homer brings the amazing. shout-out to you guys, Donnie, Tricky, and Yield, for always setting aside some time for Trophy Horse on Sunday. give a shout out to Supermassive Games for making an awesome game in Until Dawn. And as always, finally, most importantly, I want to give a shout out to my love Christina, who is just fantastic in every way and so supportive. And she, while I was at work today, she did all the cleaning around the house just to make sure that I would have some free time to play some Until Dawn and record the show with you guys. So she does a lot for me, and I love her very much for it.
And we love her for it. Yield your shout out, sir.
Oh, let's see here. I will give a shout out to the listeners for listening. Shout out to you guys for recording. Shout out to Homer's coworkers who are still patiently waiting for 251. They've been bugging my brother at work all week long, going, "Where's the episode?
Where's the show?
Where's the episode? Where's the episode?" Finally, he's like, "Bug tricky."
Wait, you mean 252?
Or whichever one that hasn't been released yet.
What about Game Turp Legacy? Is that out yet?
That I don't know. I know I've seen the intro. I haven't listened to it yet. We did a pretty cool movie reference intro before the show. So, but I think it's still in post-production.
Okay. You done with your shout-out, sir?
Yeah.
Donnie?
I want to give a shout-out to the listeners because they're great. They're good. Good. Give a shout-out to my crew for, I guess, keeping it cool while I'm on the phone. And I want to give a shout-out to Insomniac. Not for making a reboot, because I freaking hate reboots, and I despise you for doing a reboot, because that's a cop-out, in my opinion. For the Ratchet & Clank series, it's a cop-out for making a reboot. I think it can go farther with storytelling. But for me being so clever, I got to say, Insomniac has got to be the most cleverest. Is that a real word, cleverest? The most clever game developers in the video game industry. Ratchet & Clank pays so much homage to not only the original Ratchet & Clank that the game is portraying, but to the whole series of to Ratchet & Clank, every game that came out. And I'm like, that is, and it's clever as heck. It's clever as heck. And I gotta say, most of it is through the trading cards that I told you about earlier, but it's still clever with the writings that they put on the trading cards, the descriptions. So Insomniac is one great game company. I also want to give a shout out to Whatever Talk. We're trying to make things. We got some big things happening soon, very soon. Possibly getting this YouTube stuff up and running that I've been trying to get for the longest, and animation for the show that I've been wanting to get ever since the very beginning, the start of it. So, whatever. Hopefully, these people come through for me. And when the site is up and running, please go and check out the latest episode, because I called out the owner of PG, Tricky. And Alice was in there, too.
It was weak, Alex. Don't even waste your time going to listen to
whatever. It's already been said on the on Prove a Gamer anyway, on Trophy Wars anyway. I only recap and just elaborated more on my show.
It was weak. It was weak.
Whatever. It was true. But please go check it.
It was far from being
please
true.
Please check it out, folks. To me, it was hilarious. I got some funny sound bites in there that I put in there. I think it was pretty clever within themselves. So, and the family, thanks for being patient with me, with my practice of being an editor. Hope open up my practice real soon. This freelance and stuff is hopefully starting to push in now. I'm done.
And I want to give a shout out to my horror Brunsman brothers. Give a shout out to the goddess. Give a shout out to the sweet Mama D. And, a little bit of news.
Hold on. Before you get to some news, let's say that Sweet Mama D hasn't been on the PlayStation Network in a few years. She needs to get on there and earn some platinums.
She actually has. is on the PlayStation a lot, but as a good daddy does, I have restricted her online access.
Oh, good, good. She don't need to be on there with those NPCs, multiplayer jerks.
So my last shout out goes to the listeners. Thank you for listening. I will not be here next week, as I will be attending PAX East. Look forward to Proving Gamer as the site comes back up, and hopefully we will have this all sorted out. The site will be good. Maybe 252 will be out, and I look forward to seeing you guys. I may be here next week, depending on the internet at my hotel, but I might actually just take the week off because, hell, you know, I deserve to take a week off and go enjoy myself at PAX.
Yes, go do that. Free swag!
Until next week, if there's nothing else, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Later.
Check it.
Gimme free swag!
Check it. You done made it through another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your hordo.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again. Listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.